Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
The portion for Wednesday of Parshas Bo, chapter 11, verse 4. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Ko Omar Hashem, so says God. Moshe is speaking to Pharaoh after Pharaoh threw him out. Kachatzeis halaylo, at approximately midnight, ani yeitze b'seich Mitzrayim, I will go forth in the midst of Egypt. Vayomer Moshe ko amar Hashem, and Moshe said, so says God, bi'om de lifnei pare nemro le nevuazu. As we learned earlier, this prophecy was stated to him while he was still standing before Pharaoh. Share mishiyotza milfonav, because once he left, he no longer saw him. So actually, God appeared to Moshe as he was standing in Pharaoh's chambers. Kachatzeis halayla, kehecholek halayla, when the night is divided. Kachatzeis kimei ba'aleis, when it ascends. Bachareis apombonu, zehu pshutei liashvei aleifonov. This is the simple meaning, She'ein chatzay shem dover shal chatzi. Chatzos is not the noun of chatzi, but it means when the night is divided. Rabbi Seinu Droshu, and our rabbis interpreted this, K'mei kachatzi alayla, at about midnight, V'yomru, and they said, She'omar meshe kachatzay, Moshe said about midnight, She'mashma, which suggests and implies, Somuch loy, nearby, Eilefonov, either ahead, Eileachrav, or behind. V'leyomar b'chatzeis, he didn't say exactly midnight. Why? Because if Moshe will declare at exactly midnight, Shema yitu itztagnine pare, perhaps Pharaoh's astrologers will make a mistake. V'yemru, and they'll say, Meshe badoihu, Moshe lied. Because it's now 12:01, and nobody died. V'yemru Moshe badoihu. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu bar Hashem yedeya ito v'rugov. Who knows the exact moment? Omar b'chatzos. He said exactly midnight. Verse 5. U'meis kol b'cher b'yeretz Mitzrayim. Every firstborn in the land of Egypt will die. Mi b'cher pare, from the firstborn of Pharaoh. Hayeshiv al kisei, who sits upon his throne. Ad until Becher Hashivcha, the firstborn maidservant, Asher Achar Harechoyim, who is behind the millstones, Becher Becher Behema, as well as every firstborn of the cattle. Rashi 5, Ad Becher Ashvi, Lomo Loko Ashvuyin, why were the captives smitten? They were also captives. The answer is, number one, Kadeshir Le Yemiru, in order that they not say, Yirosam Tovo Elbeinam. It was their idol, their god, who demanded pay, restitution, for their being insulted. Vehevia Poronius Al Mitzrayim. They'll take the credit that their god brought punishment. Bibcher Pare at Bibcher Ashivcha, Kol Habchusim Bibcher Pare, anyone lower, Vachashuvim Bibcher Ashivcha, or higher than the maidservant Hoyo Bachlao. Why were the sons of the maidservant smitten? Because the sons of the maidservants also enslaved the Jewish people, were also happy with their oppression and affliction. Every firstborn animal, cattle, because the Egyptians worshipped them. When God punishes a nation, Nifra, he punishes Me'elekeha, he exacts punishment from its God. That is why the God of the sheep and the cattle were slain as part of the plague of the firstborn. V'haysan, there will come to pass, there will be tz'oka g'deila, great outcry, b'chal aretz Mitzrayim, throughout the entire land of Egypt, Asher, to such an extent that kamohu, that Before that, lay nihiyasa. There's never been anything like that. Nor will there be anything like that. There'll be a massive, unprecedented historical outcry. Seven, ulachel b'nei Yisrael. But as to the children of Israel, le'yechratz kelev l'sheinei. Not a dog will wet its tongue. L'me'ish v'ad behema, against man or animal, l'man teidun, in order that you may know, asher yafle Hashem, that Hashem will distinguish and separate bein Mitzrayim, between Egypt, u'bein Yisrael, and the Jewish people. Seven, Rashi, le'yechratz kelev l'sheinei, Eimer ani aisei, shuloshin shinun, it means wedding, wetting, le'yishanin v'chein le'choretz l'bnei Yisrael, l'sheinei, le'shinein, did not wet. Oz techratz, tishtanein, sharpen, le'medek choretz, shonen, machshavis choretz, odom choret v'shonem, a man whose thoughts are sharp, v'yad choritzim tashir, charifim, seichrin shnunim, a dog will not wet its tongue, asher yafle, yavdil, separate, divide. Eight, v'yordu chol avodecha eila elai, and all of your servants will come down to me, v'shtachavu li, and will bow to me, leimor, saying, tzei, go forth, ato you, v'chol ha'om, and all the people, asher beraglecha, that are at your feet, v'achrechein, and only after that, eitzei, will I go forth, v'yetzei mi impari b'choriyof, and he stormed out of Pharaoh's presence with anger. Rashi, Yordu chal avadecha, your servants will come down, cholak kovid la malchus. Moshe was paying respect to royalty. Sha'are basel, because in the end we learn, Yorat pari ba'atzme, Pharaoh himself went down looking for Moshe. He loved to him, balaylat night, bayemen, he said, kumutsu mitechami, rise forth and go and leave my people. V'liyamalei meshe mitchilo. Moshe did not say, V'yaradito elai v'shtachavisali, you will come down and bow to me, because Moshe, as we learned earlier, showed respect to royalty. We have to show respect even to evil royalty. Asher beraglecha, ha'ilchem achratzoscha v'iluchecha, those who follow your counsel and your ways, v'achrechein eitzei, im kola'om, with all the people, ha'yatzecha from your land, v'yetzei mi'imparik, shagomar dvar, when he finished his words, Yotza milfonav, he departed, b'choriyof, in hot anger, al sha'omale, because he said to him, al tesef reis ponai, you will not see my face anymore. Verse 9, v'yomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, lo yishma aleichem paro, Pharaoh will not listen to you, leman, in order that, reveis meifsai bi'eretz Mitzrayim, I will be able to multiply my miracles in the land of Egypt. Nine, leman reveis meifsai rashi makas becheres. There is the plague of the firstborn upcoming, ukriyas yamsub. Then there is the splitting of the sea, where again Pharaoh changes his mind, pursues the Jewish people. Or the nairas mitzrayim, the whole idea of confounding Egypt in the sea. Of course, there is the famous teaching that the four words at the end of verse 9, Revos, Mofsai, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, multiply my wonders in the land of Egypt, is the acrostic of Rambam, Maimonides, Reish, Mem, Beis, Mem, which stands for Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon. That these words, to multiply my wonders in the land of Egypt, represent Rambam, Maimonides, who lived in Egypt, and who made wonders in Egypt as well. He was the Egyptian scholar of the Jewish people. So many years before Maimonides lived, the Torah alludes to his existence, and the portion of Bo is usually read not long after the day of passing of the Rambam. Verse 10, Moshe v'Aaron osu, and Moshe and Aaron performed all of these wonders, lifnei Paro, before Pharaoh. Vayechazek Hashem, and God hardened the slave Paro, Pharaoh's heart. V'leishilach es b'nei Yisrael mi'artzei, and he did not send forth the children of Israel from his land. Moshe v'Aaron osu, kvar kosov lonu, zeis b'chol ha'mevsim. Already the Torah tells us this with all the miracles. V'leishno kan, ele b'shvil l'somcha l'parsha shachareho, Shalachreha, and he learns it again here in order to join it to the next section, chapter 12, verse 1. We now come to a very important section in Torah. In the first verse of the Torah, where it talks about why it says Bereishis, Rashi brings down that the entire narrative of creation and the patriarchs and that whole story is only brought down in order to tell us that God created the world, gave the Holy Land temporarily to whom he chose, and then gave it to Israel. And the language there in Rashi is that the Torah should have begun from the portion here in chapter 12, verse 1 of Exodus, that deals with the first law. Because if the Torah is a book of law, then it should deal with law. Why stories? The answer is so we should know that it's God's world. This is this law which he referred to earlier. And now, although there will be more stories and more narratives, we segue into the section of law within the Torah. Here is the law of Rosh Chodesh, of Nisan, of the Paschal sacrifice, preparing for the Exodus from Egypt. Chapter 12, verse 1. Vayomer Hashem, God spoke El Moshe, V'el Aaron, to Moshe and Aaron, B'Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, Lamar saying. So this portion of Torah was given in the land of Egypt. Rashi, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe V'el Aaron, B'shvil She'Aaron Osa V'Torach, Bamovsim Kemoshe. Why is Aaron included into the Torah teaching? Moshe is the teacher. Moses the lawgiver. Because Aaron worked so hard with all the miracles and wonders, Cholak LeKovid Zeh, the Torah. Hashem gives Aaron this honor, B'mitzvah Rishayin, in the first commandment, Sheklola Yemesha Badibar, where he incorporates him, Aaron, with Moshe, in this commandment. Be Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. As we learned earlier, there was a problem with Moshe speaking to God and God speaking to Moshe in Egypt because it was filled with idols, forbidden to pray or to reveal Torah. Therefore, he says, Chutz Likrach, this must have taken place outside the city limits where there were no idols. Perhaps it was in the city. Talmud Lamer, no. Earlier, when Moshe prayed every time, it says, Kitzesi Asoir, as I depart the city limits, I will pray to God. If even a relatively simple prayer he didn't offer in the city limits because of the idolatry. Dibur Chomer, here, a heavy, serious teaching of Torah, like Hoshkan, surely would not be said, stated by God to Moshe and Aaron in the city limits. Rashi brings down the reason, because it was filled with idolatry. What does God say? Verse 2, Achidish Hazelachem, Reish Chadoshim. This month, referring to the month of Nisan, is to you the beginning of all months. Rishin Hulachem, it is the first to you, Lechotche Ashana, of the months of the year. In the simplest term, first and foremost, he's giving the laws of Rosh Chodesh, that the Jewish people follow a lunar calendar. And when the new moon is born, that's when the month begins. Rashi Achidesh Hazeh Herohu, Hashem showed him Levona, the moon, Bechidusha, at the moment of its rebirth in a new moon. V'omar Layin said to him, Kishahayoreach Mischadish, when the moon becomes new again, Yilecha Rosh Chodesh, there will be Rosh Chodesh. V'ein Mikra Yetzei Midei Pshutai, nevertheless, the simple meaning prevails as well. Al Chedesh Nisan Omar Lei, that he's saying this to him regarding the month of Nisan. Zeh, this month, Yeh will be Reish, the head, L'Seder, for the order, Minyan of the count, HaChadoshim, of the months. Sheyehei Iyar Korisheni, from now on, Iyar will be the second month, Sivan, Shlishi, Sivan will be the third month, and so on. Nisan becomes the first month. Symbolically speaking, up to now, Tishrei, the month of Rosh Hashanah, was the first month. Nisan was the seventh month. But we're about to enter into a new era, and that is the era where the Jewish people become a people, and God makes miracles and takes them out of Egypt and gives them the Torah. We have to segue, we have to move from Tishrei, which represents the laws of nature, to Nisan, which represents miracles. Nisan comes from the word nes, miracle. The Jewish people are a miraculous nation. And therefore, God says to the Jewish people on the first day of Nisan, from now on, your first month will be Nisan. You will be a miracle people, no longer limited by the laws of nature. That's from a deeper perspective. Hazeh, Rashi, Niskasha Mesha. Mesha was perplexed. Almeled Halavon, at exactly what point do we say it's a new moon? Beis Ashir Tedor, how big does the moon have to be? The new moon, V'tiyeru Yilakadosh, it should be able to be sanctified because during the time of the Bet Din of the Sanhedrin, two witnesses would come and testify we saw the moon, and the Bet Din would declare it Rosh Chodesh. How do we know what is considered a new moon? V'hedalei bo'etzba, and he showed it to him with his finger, Salvan of the moon, Baruchi on the heaven. V'yomerlei, and he said to him, Kozeh, when the moon is like this, re'eh, you should see it, v'kadesh, and proclaim it. V'ketzad hero, how did he show it to him? Generally, Hashem spoke to Moshe during the day. Generally, we don't see the moon during the day. Shenemar, as it says, it was the day that God spoke. Biyom Tzavos, the day He commanded. Menayim Hashitziva Hashem Behola, day. Ela Samach Lishkiya Sachama Nemrele Parshazu. Very close to sunset, this portion was stated. Veher Ohu, and He showed it to him. Im Chashecha, as the dark was coming, it was twilight. So that's the time when it's still somewhat light outside, but the moon is visible. What was the command? Verse 3, Dabru speak, Halakha Adas Yisrael, to the entire congregation of Israel, Lamer saying, Be'osar l'chodesh hazeh, on the 10th day of this month, V'yikhu lohem ish, each one of you, each man shall take seh, a lamb, leves always for their father's house, set a lamb, laboyas, for each house. 3, dabru el koadas, v'chi aron medaber, should Aaron as well speak? Why is it plural? But like v'nemer atas edaber, you, Moshe, should speak. Elachil can kovetz elazeh, they always gave respect to one another. V'emim zelazeh, they said to one another, lamdeni, teach me. V'hadibur, and the statement, yetzeh, would come forth, mi'bein shneim, from both of them, kilushneim medabrim, as if they were both speaking. So says the Mechilta. Dabru el koadas Yisrael emer beoser lachedesh. Dabru hayoyim, speak today on Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of Nisan. Berosh Chodesh shiikachu, that they should take this lamb, the sheep, beoser lachedesh, on the 10th day of the month, so that the sheep sacrifice, the animal to be sacrificed in Egypt, was taken on the 10th day of Nisan. Hazeh, this Pesach Mitzrayim, the Paschal sacrifice of Egypt, Mikoche, was taken by Osir on the 10th day of Nisan, Belei Pesach Deiris, unlike the permanent Paschal sacrifice year to year. Seleves Oves, Lemishpacha Echas, for one family. Hareshaya Merubim, in case they were many. Yachol Se'echad Lekulon, I would think one lamb would suffice for all of them. Talmud Lema, Selaboyas, a lamb for each household. Verse 4, what if the household is too small for an entire lamb, because they have to consume the lamb? Lokachu ushchene, so he and his neighbor, Hakorev Elbesi, the one close to his house, b'michsas nefoshes, according to the number of people, ish, each person, l'fiochle, by the amount he can eat, tachesu, shall sign up alaseh, on the sheep. So it was a sign-up process. The household, or two households. If there are too few people for one lamb, they won't be able to consume the whole lamb. They'll have to leave over some. Leaving over was forbidden. He and his neighbor shall take. That's the simple meaning. There's a medrashic teaching, the lama to teach us, that once they signed up, they can exclude themselves still. They can withdraw and join up on another, as long as the act hadn't yet taken place. If they're coming to withdraw, it should only be while it's a live lamb. While the lamb is still existing. While it is alive. Once it is slaughtered, it's too late. B'michsas means cheshbon number, b'chein michsas erkecha. L'fi ochle haruya l'achila, fit to eat, prat, this excludes l'chela, a sick person who can't eat, or the zaken or an old person who can't eat, sheini yachal echel kazayas, who can't eat at least an olive size or more of this sacrifice, should not be part of the sign-up process. Tachesu tismenun shall count. What are the specs, the specifics? Five, setomim, a lamb without blemish, zochar male, ben shona, of the first year, yilachem shall be to you, minakvosim, uminoizim, whether it's a sheep or goat, tikochel, you shall take it. Rashi, tomim, beleimum, without blemish, ben shona kol shnosle, kori ben shona, the entire first year, klemishonel, bishona, zu, born this year, minakvosim, uminoizim, a mizeh, either or, sha'af eis, kori se, even a goat is called a se, shenemer, besei izim. Six, vahayolachem, it shall be to you, lemishmeres, as a keeping or keepsake, ad arbasa yom, for 4 days until the 14th of Nisan, lachodesh hazeh, shachta weisei, and then you shall slaughter it. Who shall slaughter it? Keo kahal adas Yisrael, the entire assembly of the congregation of Israel, bein arboim, towards dusk. Rashi, vahayolachem lemishmeres, zeh loshen bikur, this means examining. Sheton bikur, it needs to be examined. Mimum, to make sure there's no blemish. Arba yomim, for 4 days, kedem shchita, before the slaughtering. Now the question is, famous Rashi, omepnei ma higdim l'kichosei l'shchitosei, why did the Jewish people have to take this lamb before slaughtering it, arba yomim, and hold on to it for 4 days? Mashalei tziva kein b'pesach deiras, this law does not apply to the Paschal sacrifice of future generations. Hoya Reb Masya ben Cheresh oimer, Reb Masya, son of Cheresh, taught, this is the reason to give the Jewish people merit of mitzvahs, because they were barren, naked, they had no mitzvahs. They needed to acquire merit so that the blessing can sit on this merit. Hareyu oimer, as he says in Ezekiel, Hashem says through the prophet Yechezkel, reminiscing back towards Egypt, v'emer alayich, when I passed over you, v'erech, and I saw you, v'hine itech, on the one hand, the time came, eis deidim, the time of love. What is the time of love? The time of redemption. Higia shvua, the time has come to fulfill the oath, shenishbati, which I swore, li'avram, to Abraham, she'egal azbanav, that I will redeem his children. But they had no mitzvahs in their hands to occupy themselves with, to acquire merit, kedeshi yigalu, in order that they be redeemed. Shenemar, as it says, v'at eidim ve'erya, you were naked and bare of mitzvahs. Therefore, we read that v'nosam lahem, that Hashem gave them shtei mitzvahs, two mitzvahs, two general mitzvahs, one positive mitzvah, one, so to speak, in the category, symbolically, of a negative mitzvah. Dam Pesach, the blood of the Paschal offering, which represents the fact that we are withdrawing ourselves from idol worship, making a public declaration against idol worship. V'dam Mila, then the blood of circumcision, Shemola B'Yisalayla, because they also circumcise themselves and their families that night, Shenamar, as it says, Misbeiseses bidamayach, I looked down and I saw you wallowing in bloods, plural, Bishnei Domim, two bloods, the blood of circumcision and the blood of the Paschal sacrifice. V'eimer, and it says in Zcharia, Gam at bidam briseh shilachti asirayach miber, ein mayim, as for you, with the blood of your covenant I sent forth your prisoners out of the pit, which has no water. So this teaches us that circumcision took place that night as well. Well, if he shall yushtufim bo'alilim, being that the Jewish people were steeped in idol worship, it says that the Jewish people fell to such a low spiritual level that they began worshiping idols in Egypt. Amar lohem, he's told them this mitzvah, mishchu, withdraw, make a declaration that idol worship is over. It's finished. You're no longer going to be worshiping idols. Ukhulachem, and then take for you this animal which was worshipped by the Egyptians and perhaps by some Jews. Mishchu yudechem mi'alilim. Remove, withdraw your hands from idol worship. Ukhulachem tzein shal mitzvah, and take the sheep of a mitzvah. V'shachatu eisei, and slaughter it. V'chikulon sheichtim, did everybody slaughter it? Tell me, conscious shluchah shalodim kameisei. This is one of the sources in which we learn that a man's emissary, a man's shliach, is considered himself. You send someone to slaughter it, it's like you're slaughtering it. Kahal adas Yisrael, kohol ve'edav Yisrael. Three expressions of community here. Mikan omru from here we say, pischei tzibur, that the paschal lambs of the community, nishkos, are slaughtered, bisholish kitas, in three groups, zuachazu, one after the other in the Beis HaMikdash. Nichnas ha-katashenu, when the first group enters, nina ludalsis ha-azara, the doors of the courtyard were closed, etc. Kedisa b'psachim, as it says in Tractate, psachim. Beino arboim, what does afternoon mean? Imagine the day starts at 6 a.m., then noon would be 12 p.m. Ishesha sulamayla, from the sixth hour and on, kori beino arboim is called noon. Shashem is neita, because the sun declines, leves mevayet, towards the place of setting, lahari, for evening. Veloshen beino arboim nira beino eisen shos. Those hours, shebein arivas hayem, which is between the evening of the day, larivas halayim, and the evening of the night, arivas hayem betchila zayin shos, the evening of the day is the beginning of the seventh hour. Miki yinotu tzil le'erev. Arivas halayla betchila halayla, and the evening of the night is the beginning of night. Erev loshen nefesh, neshef v'cheshech, kamei orvo kol simcha. Erev means darkness, evening. So that the Jewish people were given here two mitzvahs to prepare themselves to merit the redemption. One of the senior disciples of the Rebbe explained that we can perhaps say that this was and continues to be the Rebbe's intent in the mitzvah campaign to prepare the Jewish people to merit the future redemption through Mashiach, so that every Jew will have, at the very least, a few mitzvahs. Seven, v'lokchu min adam, they will take from the blood, v'nosnu, and they shall place it. Al shtei amezuzos, upon the two side posts, v'al hamashkef, and the lintel, which is the top. Al habotim, upon the houses, asher yechlo eser bohem, where they will consume and eat this paschal sacrifice. V'lokchum in Adam 7, Zukabolas Adam, this means receiving the blood. Yachal bayad, they would think by hand. Tamalema asher basaf, in the basin. Hamezuzes, hemaskufes, the upright posts. Achas mikan, lepesach, v'achas mikan, one on each side of the door. Hamashke for Elion, the upper beam. Shadal sheikav olav, upon which the door strikes. Kishaseganese, when one closes it. Lintel in Old French. V'loshe shkifa chabot, it means striking. Kameko odel ola nidav, tarfa de shokev, chabura mashkefi, striking. Al habotem asher yechlo eser bohem, v'loy al hamashkef u'mezuzes, not on the lintel and side posts, shebeis hateven, in straw houses, houses where you store straw, or beis habakar, or barns, shein dorim b'secher, which are not dwelled in. Eight v'ochlo es habosar, they shall eat the flesh, v'layla hazeh, on this night, the night of the 14th, tzli eish, roasted with fire, umatzes, and unleavened bread. So here we see that the Jewish people were commanded to eat matzah even before the Exodus of Egypt. Al mereirim, upon bitter herbs, yechlu, they shall eat it. So they actually were commanded to make a Pesach Seder the night before they left, the night crossing over from the 14th to the 15th of Nisan. Eit es habosar v'legidim atzomis, not the bones or the veins, almeradim, kol esav marnik, ramara, any bitter herb is called mara, but tzivim lechem mar, he told him to eat bitter, zecher, to memorialize, reminiscent of, ayyemoru es chayim, the Egyptians embittered their lives. And now they're told, nine, al teichlu mimenu no, do not eat from this sacrifice, as it is in a state of raw, ovoshel mevushel bamoyim, neither should you cook it in water, Kiim, tzli, esh, it must be roasted on fire. Reishe, al-krov, its head with its legs, valkirbe, with his inwards. Rashi, al-techlu, mimenu, noshen, it's soli, kol tzorka, not roasted sufficiently. Korin, no, it's called raw, beloshen Arabi, in Arabic. Voshel, mubushel, kol zabasvaras, al-techlu, all this is included in that prohibition. Bamoye, minayin, lishan, mashkim. How do we know you can't cook it in other liquids, in apple juice, Talmud Lamer, voshel, mubushel, mikomakim, period. Kiyim tzlish eish, only roasted. L'mayla gozer ol b'mitzvah sase. Earlier, there was a decree of a positive commandment. V'kan ha'isav ol b'leis sase. Here, there is a decree of a negative commandment added. Al teichlam imenu kiyim tzli eish, only roasted. Reshe akroi pseileya kula ke'echad, he roasted all together. Im reshe with its head, im kroi with its legs. Im kirba in inwards of neimeyav in its intestines. Nesin l'seichei places within it. Achad achosan, after first making sure to rinse off the intestines. V'loshen al kirbe k'loshen al tzivesam k'mei bitzivesam with k'meishen as they are. Abzeh k'meishu kol psori mishulam whole. Verse 10, Relesa Siru Memenuat Baker. You may not leave over any of this food until morning, Vanesa Memenuat Baker. That which is left off over until morning, Boesh Tisrefu, must be burned and consumed in fire. Rashi Vanesa Memenuat Baker, Matambalemer Ad Baker, Pamshnia. Why repeat the word Ad Baker? Litan Baker Al Baker, to give one morning to the other. Shabaker Mishmoy, Mishas Hanetzachama. The morning implies sunrise, or Ba'akos of Lahagdim, Shas of Achilim, Elesa Shacha, that already we should stop eating at dawn. Zel, if you put it, that's the simple meaning. Right? Medrashachar. The Medrash says, Limit, this teaches us, Sheinisa b'yomtiv, that it should not be burned if it's left over on the holiday itself. Elami machras, but the intermediate days, the next day. Mekachti drishenav, anesim menobah bekarishin. That which is left over on the first morning, ad beker sheni, hold it to the second morning. Tamid, you should hold it, v'sishtifenu, and then burn it. 11, v'chocha teich lu'esei. This is how you should eat. This, the Paschal sacrifice. Masnechem chagurim, your loins girded. Nalechem beraglechem, your shoes on your feet. Umakelchem beyetchem, your walking staff in your hand. Vachalto mesi, you shall eat it. Bechibosein, in haste. Pesachu l'Hashem, this is a Paschal offering to Hashem. Masnechem chagurim, mizumonim laderech, ready for the road. Bechibosein, loshen behalo miiros. Hurriedness, haste, k'may vahi David nechbez l'leches. David made haste to get away. Asher ishlichu aram b'chopsom, that which the Aramites threw away in their haste. Pesach ul Hashem, ha-korban kori Pesach. The sacrifice is called Pesach. Skipping, jumping, Hashem adiluk, for the leaping over. Va-psichon, the passing over. Shagodesh baruch hoi medalik. Because as we will learn, God skipped and jumped over Bote Yisrael, the houses of Israel. Mibain, which were between bought a various houses mitzvim of the Egyptians, but kepetz, and he would jump, so to speak, mitzvah to mitzvah, from Egyptian to Egyptian. V'yisrael emtzoy nimlat, even if there was a Jewish home between the two, and he was saved. V'yatem, and you, asudu, kol avedes, of all of the rites of this sacrifice, l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven, derech dilug u'kvitza, also skipping and leaping. Zecher reminiscent l'shmei, for its name, shekori, which is called Pesach. V'gam, Pishke loshen psia, in old French, it means stepping over. 12, Yavarti b'yeretz Mitzrayim, and I will pass over in the land of Egypt, b'layla azeh, on this night. V'ikesi, and I will smite kopcher, every firstborn b'yeretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. May Odom v'yad behema, from man to beast, ovachol elike Mitzrayim, and against all gods of Egypt, esa, I will execute shvatim, judgments, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Rashi v'yavarti kimelech, like a king, ho'ever, who passes mimakam l'makam, from place to place, u'bavara achas, and with one pass through, u'berega achan, one moment, kulan leken, they're all smitten. Kol p'cher b'yaretz Mitzrayim, apacheres achedim, v'heim b'Mitzrayim, even firstborn of other countries, if they happen to be in Egypt, u'minayin apacheres Mitzrayim, shevim k'heim b'sachedim, how do we know? Even firstborn of Egypt, which were out of town in other places, Talmud Lemid, l'makam Mitzrayim, that God smote Egypt bivchereim with their firstborn, no matter where they were. Mayodam biad peima mishiyischol ba'avedim imenu amischelas haperonius. The one who started the sin first begins with the punishment. That's why man comes before animal. O b'chol elihei Mitzrayim, the gods of Egypt shall eat. The wooden idols near Kevis would rot. B'shal matechas metal nimseis would melt. V'nitechas la'aretz would be poured to the earth. Esa shvatam ani Hashem. Ani ba'atzmi, I myself, v'lo yadei shaliach, not by means of a messenger. 13, V'hoya adam lachem, the blood shall be to you, la'es as a sign, ala botim, upon the houses, asher atem shom, where you are. V'ra'isi es adam, I will see the blood, u'pasachti aleichem, and I will pass over you, v'le'ye b'chem negev, there will be no plague, l'mashkas, to destroy you, v'akasi, as I smite, b'yaretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. 13, Rashi, V'hoya adam lachem, li'es lachem, la'es, to you, for a sign. But not for others. The blood did not have to be put externally in the houses, outside the houses, but it was within, inside the house. How is God going to see it inside the house? Only God needed to see it. Everything is revealed before Hashem. Ela Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Nesen ani es einai lireis. It's not that I need to see the blood to know which house is Jewish, but I want to set my eyes to see, so to speak, Shatam Asukim b'mitzvei, that you're occupied with my commandments. You're following the dictates of my teachings. You have the courage to have taken the idol of Egypt for 4 days, tie it to your bedposts, and then sacrifice it. The word of Vasachti also means I will have compassion, I will spare. Skipping, leaping. He skipped over Bate Yisrael, the houses of Israel, the Bate Mitzrayim, to the houses of Egyptians. Because there were neighborhoods where they were intertwined, one in the other. Jew, Egyptian, Egyptian, Jew. The expression is also used, how long will you leap between two opinions, standing on the fence? All those who are lame, who go as if they're leaping. These are various usages of the word. But the Egyptians will be plagued. What if there happened to be at that moment an Egyptian in the house of a Jew? Yochel, I would think he would be saved because he's in a Jewish home. Talmud Lamer, v'lo'yiyah b'chem negev, there will be no plague upon you. Aval hevev, but it will come upon b'mitzrim, upon the Egyptian, sheb b'botechem, or in your houses. On the other hand, hareshah Yisrael, if there was a Jew, an Israelite, b'beseshah mitzrim, in the house of an Egyptian, shemeyani, I would think, yilka kamesi, would be smitten. What's he doing in the house of an Egyptian? Talmud Lamer, v'lo'yiyah b'chem negev, there will be no plague. 14, V'hoya Hayim Hazen, this day shall be Lachem to you, Lizikorin, as a memorial, V'chagei Sameisei, and you shall observe it and celebrate it. Chag is a festival, Hashem to Hashem, L'deirei Sechem, throughout all your generations, Chukas Elam, an eternal ordinance, Tichagu, shall you celebrate it. 14, Lizikorin, for as a memorial, L'deirei, for all generations, V'chagei Sameisei, Yem Shulachal, Lizikorin, a day which is to you a memorial, Atachega, you shall keep, Adayin, L'shamanu, Eze, Yem, Lizikorin, we still don't know which day, Talmud Lemer, Zocher, remember, as Hayem, Azed, this day, Asher Yitzosem, which you have left, the day of the Exodus, Limdonu, Sheyem, Ayetziu, Yem, Shal Zikorin, the day of the Exodus is the day of memorial, So what day is this? Talmud Lemi, Mimachas HaPesach, the day after the Paschal sacrifice. Paschal sacrifice was the 14th, Havi Omer. Therefore, the holiday is Yom Chamish Asar B'Nissan, the 15th, which is today, the first day of Pesach. The first Seder is between the 14th and the 15th. Who shall Yom Tov? The 15th is Yom Tov. Sha'aleil Chamish Asar, Achlovas HaPesach. They consumed the Paschal sacrifice the eve before the 15th, for Labeker Yotzu, and the next morning at noon they left. L'deire Sechem, throughout your generation, Shemeyane, I would think, Miyadeire Shnaya, minimum generations is two. Talmud Lemer, Chukas Elam Tchagu, in eternal ordinance shall you celebrate it. 15, now the Torah tells us, how long is this holiday? Shivas yomim matzis techelav. 7 days you shall eat matzos. Ach, however, by Yom Rishon on the first day, tashbisu, you shall destroy so'er any leavening, remove any leavening mibateichem from your households. Key, because kol eichel chometz, anyone who eats leavened bread, v'nichrasa anevashayim miYisrael, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Miyom Rishon, ayom Hashvi, this law applies from the first through the seventh. So we learn a lot of details here. Rashi helps us understand perspective. First of all, Shivas Yomim is a Steiner Shel Yomim, a set of 7 days. Shivas Yomim Matzah Techelo. For 7 days, you must eat matzah. I would think that every Jew has the obligation, he must eat matzah for 7 days. Not so. Why? Uvimokim Acher, another place to Aimer, Sheshes Yomim Techel Matzahs. 6 days you shall eat matzah. Limud, so if one place says six, the other place says seven, this teaches us, Al Shvi, that the 7 day shall Pesach HaPesach, Shein Achev, it's not an obligation, Lechel Matzah. You don't have to eat matzah the 7 day of Pesach, B'Vach Shleyecha Chometz. As long as you don't eat chometz, as long as you don't eat bread. That's step one. Uminayin Afshishur Shus. How do we know that also the 6 days are optional? You want to eat matzah, eat it. You don't want to eat it, don't eat it. Just don't eat chametz. Talmud Lema Shivas Yomim says 7 days. Zu Mida Bateira. This is a rule of the Torah, one of the 13 attributes which are used for interpretation of the Torah. What is the rule? Davar shaya baklal, something that was included in a statement, such as the seventh day. V'yotza min haklal, and leaves the general statement. L'lamed, to teach you. What does it teach you? There's a special teaching here for the seventh day. L'lamed al atzmi bilvad, it doesn't teach for itself alone. Yotza, that's why it came out of the category of seven and became six. L'lamed al klo kul yotza. But it teaches for the whole generalization. What is the lesson here? Mashvi'i shus, just as the seventh day is optional, you want to eat matzah, eat. You don't want to don't eat, but don't eat chametz. Afshisha shus. The fact is that the other 6 days also have the same law. The only reason we eat matzah at all, other than the Seder nights, are because we have to have a festival meal, and we need a whole challah. We don't eat challah, so we need a whole matzah to make hamotzi. But theoretically, you don't have to eat matzah per se. However, the first night, the Seder night, and in the diaspora, the two Seder nights, I would think that they're also optional. No, Talmud Lamer. But Erev Teichlo Matzahs, there's another verse that says, in the evening you must eat matzahs. Hakos of Kvoi Chayva, the Torah stipulates that it's an obligation. Ach, Vayim Arishin Tashbisush Se'er, may Erev Yomtev. You have to get rid of the chametz the day before Pesach. The Kodesh, it's called the first day, the 14th, Vishu Lifnei Ashiva, because it's the day before the 7th. Omatzinu Mugdam Kodesh, we find that a day that precedes is called Rishon, Kamei Harishon Adam Tivolet, HaLifnei Adam Neiladeta. So we have the first day, which is the 14th, then we have 7 days from the 15th. In the diaspora, we have an 8th day. Ayin al Rishon Shel Shiva, maybe it means the first of the 7th, Talmud Lamer, Leisishchat Al-Chomets, Leisishchat Al-Pesach. Don't sacrifice the Paschal lamb, but die in chametz kayim while there's still chametz, which is why today even we get rid of the chametz when erev Pesach. Hanefesh ahik shi b'nafsho b'daito, when it is knowing, when it is conscious. Prat lo onus, this excludes someone who was forced. Mi Yisrael shemei ani tikoros mi Yisrael, be cut off from Israel. Dechlo la'amachar, and becomes part of another nation. Tam alem b'makamachar milfonei before me, b'chom makem shurushusi. This Jew who eats chametz is cut off from Hashem. 16 of Ayyam Arishin Mikra Kodesh, the first of the 7 days, is a major festival, a day of convocation in the diaspora, the first 2 days. Ovayyam Ashvi, and the 7th day, Mikra Kodesh, is a day of holy convocation, a major festival in the diaspora, the 7th and the 8th days. Yilchem shall be to you, kol melacha le'yaaseh bahem, no major labor shall be done in them. Yom Tov, we do not engage in major labor, with the exception of Ach Asher Ya'ochel, that which needs to be done for food, L'chol Nefesh, for every man, Hu Levadeh, that's the only commandment, Ye'osu Lechem, that's the only labor that may be done. And in general terms, the major difference between the Shabbos prohibitions and the festive prohibitions have to do with labor connected to food. Carrying, cooking, and so on and so forth. Mikra kodesh, mikra shem dover. This is a noun. Kro ese kodesh, proclaim it as holy. Lachilu shtia, uksus, for eating, drinking, and garments. We eat better on Yom Tov. We dress better on Yom Tov. Lo yaaseh bahem afilu al yedei acherim, even through others. Hu levadeh hu v'lo machshirav. Shef shel aseisa mi'erev Yom Tov. Just because we can cook certain things on the festival doesn't mean we can go shopping on the festival. Anything that can be done before the festival should be done. Why is cooking permitted? So it'd be fresh for Yom Tov. Even cooking, there are limitations. We have to learn the halacha. L'chol nefesh, apil lebehema, even for an animal. Yochol af legayim, I would think even to cook for the nations of the world. Tamar lemer lachem, this is specifically for you, for a Jew who has to observe the Yom Tov. And if the nations of the world are going to join you in your Yom Tov feast, in very general terms, make sure that you're not cooking specifically for them, but they're just being invited to the general food which exists. And again, this is not a class for halacha, but it's important today to point out the various observations of halacha. 17, Ushmartem es ha-matzeis. You must guard the matzeis. Make sure they don't get wet. Because in the middle of this day, I brought forth your host, from the land of Egypt. You must observe this day for all your generations, as an eternal ordinance. 17. What are we watching the matzahs for? Shmartem es ha-matzahs shlo yaveilu dechimutz, that they not become leavened, which is why baking matzah is so important. That's why we try to bake matzah within 18 minutes. That's why matzah is watched from the time it is cut. That's called shmura matzah. Mikan omer, from here we say, tofach til tish betzeinen. If the dough rises, then the kneader should moisten it with cold water. And in general, we try and do it as quick as possible. It's a good idea to visit and tour a matzah bakery to see the alacrity of the speed that goes on. Rabbi Yeshia says, there's a separate lesson here. We don't have to read this word matzos, L-T-K-D-S-A matzos, L-S-A mitzvos. Matzos and mitzvos. Matzos means matzah. Mitzvos means commandments are written the same. K'derashen machmitzin es ha-matzah, just as we shouldn't let matzah become leavened and sour, kachen machmitzin es ha-mitzvah, we shouldn't let a mitzvah get sour. Elim boliotcha, if a mitzvah opportunity comes to your hand, asay oisa miyot, engage in it, do it. Fulfill it immediately. From labor. For all your generations eternally. It doesn't say generations and ordinances forever regarding labor. Only celebration. He repeats it. You shouldn't say that the prohibition for labor on the first and seventh day was only given for that generation. 18, this festival spans for 7 days in the diaspora. 8. Barishain bi'arba asayim lachedesh, on the first day, 14th of the month, which is Erev Pesach, bo'erev in the evening. Teichlo matzah, that's when you eat matzah, the Seder night. Ad yeh mo'echad ve'esim lachedesh, bo'erev, until the 21st day of the month. Ad yeh mo'echad ve'esim, lo ma'nema, why is it say, v'lekonema, shiva seyom, it already says 7 days. Why do we need dates? Because it says days. How do we know nights? Until the 21st day, including nights, span. 19. Shivas yomim, for 7 days, se'er. Leaven. Le'yimotze shall not be found, b'vatechem, in your houses. Ki, because kol eichel machmetzes, anybody who eats leavening, v'nichas ha'nefesh ha'hi, that soul shall be cut off. May Adas Yisrael, from the congregation of Israel. Bager, whether that person is a convert, or homeborn. 19. And how do we know that this applies to all borders? All borders. Why does it say your house is ma beischa birshuscha? Your house means your possession. Av gvulcha, your border, shebirshuscha, your possession. Yotzo, this excludes chametzei shel nochri. What if the chametz, the leavening, belongs to a non-Jew? Shu'etzel Yisroel, in the house of a Jew. V'leiv kivel olav achrayis, he's not responsible for it. The non-Jew has a place in the house of a Jew where he keeps his leavening. That's perfectly okay, as long as the Jew will not accidentally have access to it. That's the idea of the Jew selling his chametz to a non-Jew and still keeping it locked up in his own house. Ki chol eichel machmetzes, Lanish Kodesh, the punishment will be the cutting off of the soul, al aser, on leavening as well, not only on bread. Valikvar onesh ala chometz, he already said about eating bread. You shouldn't say that bread which can be eaten, the Torah punishes the cutting off of the soul. Se'er sheneroi lachil, leavening, you cannot be eaten. Lo yonesh olav, there should be no punishment. Therefore, even leavening, the punishment applies. If the Torah only tells us about leavening, not about bread itself, I would say, se'er, leaven, shum chametz achedim, which causes other substances to become chametz, onesh olav, there's the punishment. Chametz, but chametz, she'enem chametz achedim, that doesn't. The law applies to both equally. Bager ubo ezra cha'oris, levish ha'nes nasal Yisrael, because the miracle was wrought for the Jewish people. I would think if somebody converts, what connection does he have to the Pesach miracle? He wasn't even Jewish at that time. No, he's as Jewish as the Jew. If somebody converts according to Jewish law, according to Allah, he becomes as Jewish as the next guy and has to observe Pesach as well as if he was in Egypt. Hutzach l'rabbis gedim, he has to include converts. 20. Kol machmetzes le'sechelu, any leavening shall not be eaten. Bechel mishvisechem, in all of your habitations, teichlu, you shall eat. If you want to eat grain, only matzah is Rashi. Machmetzes le'techelu azhor al-chil aser. You cannot eat leavening. Kol machmetzes lo'avies turubosei. anything that becomes mixed up with leavening, this comes to teach, it should be fit to be eaten in all your habitations, excluding the second tithe or the loaves of the Todah offering, which can only be eaten in Jerusalem. Obviously, we went a little faster because the portion is extremely long. There are a lot of details that were not covered, of course, that we cannot cover in a class setting like this. And, of course, we have to continue to learn and study and examine the commentaries on Rashi and go through the Mishnah and the Talmud. But in this class, we try and keep a pace. This was a long, complex day's portion, so forgive the speed of this portion. End of Chumash portion.